This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our home in Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. In-person absentee voting, also known as early voting, starts today across Wisconsin. You can go cast your ballot. Find out where you need to go. You've got a bunch of options. Go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. All you do is type in your address, and it will bring up your ballot. You can take a look at it ahead of time. Just a reminder as well, there is yet another constitutional amendment on this ballot that will change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens and their ability to vote. In my estimation, this is an effort to open the doorway to narrow the definition of who fits only American citizens.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I will be voting no.
We think you should be voting no.
You can also go to the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. They can explain it probably better to you than I just did. But essentially, that's what it is. It is a one-word change. And we're not hearing all excited Robin Voss and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and all these Republicans coming out saying how great this is. They're kind of quiet about this.
They're keeping their trash opinions to themselves.
Yeah. So I'll be voting no on the constitutional amendments. Just vote. Just go vote. All right. It is 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me. Jane says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Greg Bach, you found this morning's This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Yeah, just perusing through all the pages of the newspapers. I get like 50, 60 newspapers delivered to my house every day, and it takes a long
time. So busy.
So busy, and they're all dedicated to weird stories. And this one came out of Warsaw, Poland. A funeral home in Poland issued an unusual apology on Saturday after a corpse that it was transporting fell out of a hearse and into traffic.
Oh, you never want that to happen.
I knew this would be something you'd be interested in based on your history.
And my father was a mortician.
And I wonder if there was any technical advice you could give to them, or what do you do when the hearse opens up and a surprise
falls out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should not be a thing.
Correct.
And from what I understand, there was a problem with the latch on the hearse.
Yes.
Which is how this happened.
Yes.
It's not like someone was opening the door to get a breath of fresh air back there. You want to double check that it's locked?
Well, of course, yeah. I would go as far as to say triple check.
Yeah. I'm sure they will be in future.
Yes.
Because that's really not something you want tagged on your funeral home. My father would have said, you never want that to happen at a funeral.
No.
Yeah, no.
I feel like that's first day teaching on...
So he's a new funeral director?
A new funeral director.
Or driver.
Day one, 101. Like, don't let the body... Also, I just want to say, the name of the company that transported the corpse was Hades Funeral Service. I don't want to work with them.
Hades, H-A-D-E-S.
Yeah.
Hades Funeral Services. That's kind of a double. This shouldn't be a thing.
You can send your reviews straight to hell.
We're Hades Funeral Services, yeah. And we don't care.
Yeah.
Yes, they did have quite
You're lucky we picked the body up in the first place.
You should be grateful. Here's the quote they gave. It is with deep regret we must inform you that as a result of an unexpected technical failure of the electric tailgate lock in the hearse, during the transport of the deceased. An unfortunate event occurred, which does not reflect the high standards of our company, our deep empathy towards the families, and the respect we always show the companies. Apologize to all who were upset by this event. And that's what you do. Then, yeah, we didn't mean for this to happen. That's not usually part of our service.
I just imagine if this company was in America, they'd be like, it's the liberals' fault.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, Calvin, do you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, I mean, and when you add the name of the funeral company on top of this, it sounds like a Steve-O Johnny Knoxville prank.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound real.
I just want to imagine like a new logo now. It's just like the silhouette of a car and the back doors are open on fire and a body's falling out. Hades Funeral Service. We'll get you there like the Dickens.
That may not be as successful as you think.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
but I like it.
Yeah, I'm just working with what they're giving me here. I mean, they say it doesn't reflect their values, but it certainly does give them a new way to look at their marketing.
Well, they may want to consider a name change. We're just throwing it out there. Hades Funeral Services. I don't know. You may want to rethink that. All right. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JANESAYS at civicmedia.us. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have a very, very busy show coming up for you tomorrow. We will have Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for a public service announcement. Also, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is going to be here.
Yep, Sarah Rodriguez at 10:33, Sid Chartier at 11 o'clock, Dr. Hanks at 11:30. It's a packed week.
It's a packed week. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. News is next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it here on the vast global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.